This recording, Cameroon 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times because of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My life isn't that interesting, man. When I lived in Cameroon, played soccer, went to boarding school, which was hell. From the age of 9, I went to boarding school for 7 years. It was a tough time there. So literally we will leave for about 5 months, go to school, come back during the holidays. And they did teach English, French. The level of learning over there is much more higher than here in Canada. Because when I got here, what they taught us in, let's say, here you guys call it level 6, they call it Form 1 there. What they taught us in Form 1 there was what they were teaching us in grade 12 here, which was a little bit much more faster. I learned German for a little bit and I learned Latin for a little bit. I'm still working on those because I am no good in them. But we do have a native language, which my mom says we should remember, but as you go on in life, you slowly lose it because on a daily basis, it's either French or English. So, but I could completely understand, I could speak. I just decided not to, I don't know why. We actually don't even have a name for it. It's just a dialect. So language is something which I consider kind of like something unique in a way. Like when we are from Africa, they expect me to be speaking something from a different country in Africa. But I'm like, trust me, Cameroon has its own completely different language than any other place in Africa. I've never been to, like, I've never traveled out of Cameroon in Africa. There's no, like, I've never been to any other country apart from Cameroon in Africa. So I actually have no clue, but we did learn a lot, you know, Zulu, all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty interesting stuff. Language is pretty interesting.